you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because chew rhymes with stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Good Sunday morning. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5. I am a solo host this week. I am your host, Chef Stuart Reb Donald. Most people call me Stu, whether I want them to or not, so I just let them. Mike is headed for the Big D, and for once we do mean Dallas. He is visiting family for his birthday. And I said it on Facebook the other day, Mike spends an entire week celebrating his birthday.
He should.
And he spends 51 weeks celebrating that it's not his birthday. He is always in celebration mode. So, home buddy, he's way up in the middle of Dallas right now. He's been there a day or two, be back, I think, Tuesday or so. But looking forward to hear all the exciting things that he did there. It's going to get him some traditional Texas, you know, real Mexican food. So he's going to Taco Bell. And he's really anxious to try the barbecue there. So he's thinking, you know, maybe there's a Dickie's or a Sonny's out there he can go to. And he's heard they have good pizza, so he wants to make sure to hit the Domino's. He's going to do it all right. He's going to make sure he hits all the good places. So we look forward to hearing back from Mike next week. And since we're talking about it being his birthday, let's go ahead and address the birthdays. Mike Bailey's 71 years old today. Also celebrating a birthday today is Cammy from Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream. And a friend of ours, Chef Dusky Eskus, I believe she's out in California now, but you've seen her on Food Network a number of times, Next Iron Chef, a lot of stuff like that. And so happy birthday to all of these wonderful people. And we're going to have some guests sit in today that are going to help pass the time so that you don't have to listen to me pontificate about stupid stuff. Mike, by the way, just chimed in on Facebook and he says, I ain't right. I'm sorry, Mike. 73 years young. I tried to take a couple of years off there for you, buddy. But our first guest today...
Come on, he's 75. Stop it.
He's not going to like either one of us.
And he can't slap us from Dallas.
There you go. And he's got COVID hit, so he won't remember any of this happened. But our first guest is going to be the new wine steward for Greer's St. Louis Market, Garrick Ogburn. And if that name sounds familiar, it should, because he's been a well-respected chef in this town for many years. But a lot of people don't know he's very good with wine. He is a... He's very knowledgeable with wine, and he's going to be running the wine shop at the new Greer St. Louis Market, and he got his list this week of what we're going to stock. So we're going to have him come on, and he's going to talk about the 600-plus bottle assortment that we're going to have going on St. Louis Street. And then at the bottom of the hour, as usual, our good buddy Carl Tilley, Chef Carl Tilley, is going to call in with the Mississippi Report. And we are really looking forward to hearing from him. I'm sure he's got some new hole in the wall or hidden gem type places that he's going to share with us. And looking forward to that. I'm like, you know, most people know Carl Tilley and I go way back beyond being chefs, back to being fledgling music students at a tiny little college in the middle of Mississippi. So we are going to really cover some things with him, because there was some exciting news that came out of New Orleans this weekend, but I'm going to wait until Carl is on to discuss it. But it's some pretty big stuff, good stuff. And I'm going to talk about where I ate, as I normally do. Back working downtown, my lunch break has been an hour-ish, so I've got time to walk around town and find a good place to eat. I know once we're open full throttle at the market that... the chances of me getting to leave the building during the course of the day are going to be pretty slim for the first month or two. So I'm knocking out as many places as I can while we're still doing meetings and training. But here's an update on the market. Leanna,
mm-hmm.
I believe our certificate of occupation was finalized.
Yay.
Tuesday, we can start stocking the shelves.
Ooh, nice.
Yep. So we are at the stocking the shelves, seeing if all the cooking equipment works stage. Until we get the CO, we can't really have associates in there doing anything. The contractors have been in there. We've met for meetings to see where stuff is going to go and for them to go, hey, do you want this here or that here kind of thing. But we can't really be in there working. So we are chomping at the bits to get in there and start lining the shelves. We got the espresso machine set up, and they got it working last week. The kitchen is all set up with gas. We're just ready to fire everything off for the first time. Like I say, all that'll probably happen this week once we get in the building. It is coming along, and it's been a long process. And anyone that has ever opened a business, especially one in the food service industry, mm-hmm. knows that you start this with an idea how long it's going to take and when you're going to get open, and then the government gets involved.
Of course, yeah.
And you know, they're having staffing issues just like the private sector, so it takes a while to get inspectors in, get stuff done. But the health department was out there twice last week helping us get going. And you know, for a lot of the grief that the health department gets, and most of it earned, they really do go out of their way when you're trying to open to help you get open on time. So they've been really working with us well, and we appreciate it. And Leanne, I don't know if you've been by. It is just beautiful.
It is. Yeah. I have drove by. It's gorgeous.
Way
I am
do you go
so
inside.
Excited.
It is something. We got to take a tour of the rooftop last week, just to mm-hmm. go up there real quick. It's not quite finished. There's like planks on each side of the floor that aren't there. But all the middle's there. That's what's important, right? Because the middle's not there,
through.
We're back on the first floor all of a sudden. The view is going to be fantastic. You can see downtown Mobile skyline wonderfully.
It's a gorgeous spot for
really
seeing
is.
Downtown.
Yeah. It is.
Not a lot of people see it from that side.
Right. And it's really a great view from there. As soon as I got up on the roof, I started taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just really going to be great. I am very excited about this. This is probably the most excited I have been over a new venture in a very long time.
Good.
Probably since the last market I opened, which was Neiman's Midtown Market back in 2008.
Oh, wow.
And then we had a wonderful recession descend on us, and it killed the market 6 months after it opened.
I loved that market. I went in there several times.
Yeah. The food was phenomenal, and that's mm-hmm. what I got to work with. But I also used to do my shopping before I went home.
Yeah.
And so that was very convenient.
The freshest.
Yeah. But I'm very excited about this. It's something that the downtown area needs. We're getting so much support from people that work and live right down in that area.
I imagine, because there's nothing else mm-hmm. for what, several miles?
Well, you know, there is the Greers at Broad and Government, but the issue with that is the road construction
mm-hmm.
does not help the fact that that was a very limited parking lot to begin with.
And limited in direction and how to get into it. You have mm-hmm. to make a mad circle to get to it.
Yeah, which
it's a difficult corner to reach.
It really is, and I've said this from having worked at Beer Garden and Vaughn's and a number of places downtown. It is faster to get on the interstate and go to the Walmart on Dolphin Street than it is to drive from Lodaw to that Greer's and come back.
I imagine,
because you're having to cross all of that other stuff. Well, we're going to give a better option. Mm. You know, restaurant, y'all just come on down to St. Louis Street. If you out of onions, we got some onions, buddy. You don't have to spend. And a lot of times that's why restaurants in the downtown area, 86 stuff, is because they're looking at losing an employee for 45 minutes to an hour
mm-hmm.
just to go get it, because it's such a long drive. When I was at Beer Garden, we were out of a number of things on a Saturday, and I said, okay, we can't do this. Somebody's got to go to the Monarch store. And no one wanted to go, so I went, okay, I'll get paid to go shop.
Yeah.
You know, and I went. I was back in about an hour, you know,
which is
too long to be getting going. But, you know, Matt was like, well, thank you for going to get it, because we were going to lose half the menu.
Yeah.
You know, so it had to be done. And, you know, there I am. I'm supposed to be running the show, and I'm off property for an hour
mm-hmm.
doing that, because it was so far to go get stuff. So we're excited about the product that we're going to bring to Downtown Mobile, and Downtown Mobile seems very excited to have that product.
Good. They should be.
It's going to be great. There are a lot of ready-to-eat meals. Mm-hmm. Just walk in, grab it, and go.
Love that.
Lots of Indian
love that.
Food. All kinds of stuff. Folks, when we come back, hopefully we're going to be talking to Garrick Ogburn. But you can get in touch with us at 343-0106 on the Callahan's Irish Social text line.
Warm rolling sea and all my dreams. Somewhere I'd lost them. Mobile Bay, Magnolia leaves, sweet Rosalie.
Bob's Downtown Diner. Good old American cooking nestled in the entertainment district of historic downtown Mobile. Made from scratch breakfast served all day, every day, starting at 7 a.m. and featuring home-cooked lunch specials to boot. Located at 263 St. Francis Street, or as we call it, the corner of Fat and Happy. Call 251-405-1497.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
And we are back. It would appear that Garrick has slept through, which is okay. We'll just get him on next week, or maybe he'll call later on in the hour. So I'm going to talk.
I imagine that Sunday mornings are rough.
It is, chefs. And that's why whenever we schedule guests, we don't get upset if they don't call in. And it's, you know, because in this industry especially, Sunday mornings are very hard. But when Garrick, you was off last night, you ain't got no excuse, buddy.
Still celebrating the day off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. And, so this week I got to eat at a few places downtown. Two new places and two tried and true. Mm-hmm. Squid Ink.
Yeah.
I went to Squid Ink and got the spicy tuna poke bao buns.
Ooh.
And that
I saw a picture of that. Very interesting looking.
Yeah. And it was delicious. I love raw tuna.
Yeah. Me too.
You screw it up when you cook it.
Yeah.
Especially if you cook it well done.
It's just, that's burnt.
Yeah. Well, it's ruined. You might as well eat tuna fish out of a can.
Right.
If you're going to do that, which, in case you didn't know, is the lowest quality tuna fish you're going to enjoy is out of a can. I still love it. Got a can in the refrigerator. Can't wait to mix it with mayonnaise and some finely diced red onions. It's a great fish is why I'm saying that. But and I understand if you don't handle raw, that's cool. Don't do it. Get it seared. But if you get it beyond medium rare, you're not eating salmon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, you're just ruining things.
Yeah. I mean, that's where all the taste. I love the texture. I just love to have a good tuna steak.
With some good soyo.
Maybe
a little wasabi in there or something.
Oh, yeah. I love wasabi.
So it was great. And then I went to Bob's Downtown Diner.
Oh, yummy.
And, you know, it's great every week when I go in there. Bob was in there. This is the day before he had electrical issues and had to close.
Mm.
They were struggling to get our tickets scanned.
Oh, really?
And when he took a picture, he almost lost the restaurant. It was a good thing he called an electrician when he did, because if they'd have kept pushing on, they'd probably be gutted. And so he did the right thing. He called an electrician, came out. He had to close for a day, but it's better than closing forever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But it was just great. I know last week I got the wedge salad, mm-hmm. and it was terrific. I got a picture of what I ate, but now I'm drawing a blank to it. But it was delicious and filling. Then I tried the two new places. One of them I've been wanting to try since the day they opened. That's Debris, the po' boy shop. And
okay.
Man, that was good. Cochon de lait on the menu, which those mm-hmm. who don't know, that is roast suckling pig, pulled, cooked in gravy. Then put on there and then top with some Creole coleslaw.
You can never go wrong with gravy.
Right, right. And then they also have a Debris po' boy, which is essentially the same thing, but made mm-hmm. with roast beef. In fact, we got somebody on the line we'll talk to here in a minute that will be able to give you all the specifics on both of those sandwiches. So we'll get to Carl in just a second. But it was very good.
I've been very interested in that place. We've walked by a couple of times.
Yeah. The owners are... Noel Broughton, I believe, and David Shipman. These are the guys that brought you Lucky Irish Pub and Grill and a bunch of really good places downtown. David is one of the most respected businessmen in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And Noel is right there with him. So
I'm
they
excited.
Do something.
Yeah.
And then I'm not much of a coffee drinker, but we... They wanted us to try some of the coffee like we're going to be doing, so they had us go to Nova Espresso. I got chai tea because I don't drink much coffee.
Right. But, Me either.
But that was a cool little place. Very cool little place. We got to try that. And that concludes where I ate this week as far as not cooking. So we're going to go ahead. Carl Tilley's already on the line, so we're going to bring Carl up right now. And hey, buddy, how's it going, for one?
Man, life is so good in the great state of Mississippi.
It is a great state, by the way.
Absolutely.
It gets a lot of gruff, especially from Hollywood, but you and I know firsthand some of the best people in the country.
They take that
hospitality state as serious. They take that very serious.
Especially down on the coast. I mean, man, let me tell you, I've been blessed to have lived, of course, on the coast. I've lived up in North Mississippi, lived in Central Mississippi.
North Alabama?
Nothing against my friends in Central and North Mississippi, but that ain't nothing. Like Hattiesburg and below, they ain't nothing like it anywhere in the world.
It really is something special. Now, they got them good tamales out there, too. So let's not forget the Delta.
Yeah, heck yeah, man. Man, shoot. Delta-style tamales? Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Excited about that. My Lord.
All right. Well, Carl, before we get into all the Mississippi talk, you are the New Orleans expert.
I don't know if I'm an expert, but I'm proficient.
Yeah. Can you do a little better job than me of defining the cochon de lait and the debris po' boy? Because I just said take some pork and put it in some gravy and take some beef and put it in some gravy. But it's more than that.
So traditional debris po' boy. All right. Now, it is thought by many that the original po' boy was a debris po' boy. The gist was they were taking basically beef scraps. You know, where they would go and maybe, you know, you were cutting maybe, you know, you were cutting, let's just say for sake of argument, ribeye or whatever you were using for your roast beef.
Right.
Okay, they would take the debris, what was left over, the scraps, and they would make a gravy with that. And that's the original debris po' boy.
Right.
So it was utilizing products, you know, something that you and I know all too much about.
Right, exactly.
Use everything. Every penny counts.
Yeah.
And so he was taking something that normally a lot of people were throwing away.
Yeah.
And it was taking a gravy, and with the little scraps here and the little pieces there, you know, good flavor there, and of course that's the gist even on the on the cochon. It was the same thing. It's mostly scraps originally.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original usage. Now a lot of folks today are taking things and they're just taking it up, like maybe you might braise like that pork.
Right.
Loin that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
You would take the braising liquid. You would just kind of, again, take some of the scrap, leftover pieces. You would take that braising liquid and just kind of reduce, till you got a nice gravy consistency. So it's packed full of flavor if it's done correctly,
mm-hmm.
You know, old school. And, I mean, one of my favorite po' boy on the coast, over in Pascagoula, Mississippi, Pirate's Cove. Their debris, their roast beef with gravy po' boy. Hello, somebody. the folks I to give you an idea, the folks I graduated high school with, we have an ongoing joke, ongoing gag between everybody. Is when, especially for those of us who may have moved away and then come back, when somebody goes to Pirate's Cove, they always take a picture. And in that picture, there's two things that are always present. One is the roast beef po' boy at Pirate's Cove, and the other is a bottle of Fox root beer. That's kind of our thing, you know. And, you know, I graduated high school a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, so for many, 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 many years now. And especially
Long Beach, Mississippi, y'all.
What's that?
Long Beach, Mississippi, y'all. Don't let him learn. Hey, by the way, somebody just chimed in the Facebook chat. Said he saw you earlier this week, fella by the name of Carlos Fall Jr. You familiar with this guy?
True story. So I was at, I got to tell you real quick, man. Okay. This is a great story. I was visiting one of my customers, who I cannot name for obvious reasons.
Right.
And I'm sitting there parked in their parking lot, and I was doing a little computer work, doing some follow-ups from the conversation me and the chef of this restaurant had had. And all of a sudden, this vehicle pulls up beside me, and I kind of, you know how you glance over from time to time? I said, man, that guy looks awful familiar. Holy crap, I think that's Carlos. So I shot him a message on Facebook. I said, are you driving around in a white van today? He goes, yeah. I said, roll down your window. And he rolled down his window. And of course, it's him, and we...
And you went,
we haven't seen each other in, good God, 30-some-odd years, I guess. We had a nice, you know, we talked, you know, from time to time on the little, you know, the little Facebook thing and all right. that. But absolutely, man, it was great seeing him, you know.
Yeah.
Another perk guy.
And you can attest to this, one of the most talented musicians the state of Mississippi has produced in the last 30 or 40 years.
Unbelievably talented musician.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right. If you get a chance to see one of his bands, you go.
And the other good thing is you get... me, you, and him at an all-you-can-eat buffet, and they're going to close the place down.
Well, all right, Carl, we got to go to the break. When we come back, we're going to get into this Mississippi report, buddy. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan, my friend.
All right, hang on through the break. Folks, if you want to get in on the conversation, 343-0106, the Callahan's Irish text line.
Mobile, Alabama, Mobile, Mobile, Alabama, Mobile, Mobile, Alabama, the place that means the world to me.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets rough,
all right, you're back listening to Sip It Chew with Mike and Stu. I'm your solo host this week, Chef Stuart Reb Donald. Mike is in Dallas.
Doing in Dallas?
He's doing family stuff.
Birthday stuff.
Birthday stuff.
I mean, you only turn 100. Once.
Yeah, you only turn a century once. A century. But we are visiting with Carl Tilley, who is an old friend of mine and a chef of great renown, and also he works for Merchants Food Services in these days as a distributor and helps restaurants get the food in that they need. And there was some big news that broke yesterday on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, wasn't there, Carl?
Absolutely.
Huge.
So back in the day when I was growing up down here on the coast, there were two restaurants that you always thought about. Okay? One was Mary Mahoney's in Biloxi.
The other was Sonic.
The other was White Pillars.
Oh, yeah, White Pillars. Mm. Even better than Sonic.
White Pillars has gone through a lot of changes over the last few years. In fact, it's on the historical building registry now because it actually, Lord survived Katrina, so, you know, give them props up for that. But the young man who owns White Pillars now, last name is Summerall, the chef there, did something that makes me mighty proud to be part of the great state of Mississippi and on the coast. He won the Great American Seafood Cook-Off in New Orleans yesterday.
That's a big deal.
The cats from Louisiana or maybe Texas.
Or Alaska. Alabama Alaska well, won
Florida.
Recently.
What's that?
Alaska won a few years ago.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But it is important.
The reality is he won it this year. So you know, everybody can talk the talk. They can talk about how great their seafood is. But for this year, the king of kings, if you will, the man, has got to be Chef Summerall from White Pillar.
There's no shortage of Summeralls over on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
This is true. We know quite a few.
Yes, we do. Almost as frequent as Cuevas.
Yeah, come on.
I had a friend that worked at the Domino's Pizza in Long Beach in high school, and she said we hated Friday nights. I said, why? She goes, because you would go, to go order for Cuevas, and 30 people would stand up.
True story.
But,
you ain't wrong. I went to school with a bunch of them.
Now, the Great Seafood Cook-Off, it is not open to all 50 states, is it?
No.
Just states that actually have a coastline.
Exactly. You got to have a coast. If you ain't got a coast, you ain't got a dog in that fight.
Yep.
So them boys in Iowa, they not invited.
But they have some wonderful venisons and corn.
Absolutely. True story.
Terrible roads, though.
Yeah.
So the whole Mississippi Gulf Coast is counting that as a win, huh?
It should. Absolutely, man.
Is it as big a win as the year Southern Mississippi beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa and Auburn in Auburn? So they had T-shirts made that said Southern Mississippi, 19?
Alabama State
champ. Yeah, Iron Bowl champs.
I had one of those T-shirts.
I was at one of those games, and I was sitting with the Southern Miss band. That's who we got in with Carlos.
Yeah.
I remember one play, I had such mixed reaction because it was a key third down play for Auburn. Stan White dropped back to pass and got sacked. And I was like, oh, man, that's it. That's the bone crusher. But, hey, the guy that sacked him I played high school football with, he was on my team, Rod Reed. Woo! So it's such mixed emotions. But, you know, so I'm like disappointed as a War Eagle, but I'm yelling Skull Vikings the whole time. Which is one of the things we love about college football is we actually know the people that are playing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you grow up in this neck of the woods and high school football being as big as it is everywhere, you know, you start dealing with certain colleges and certain whatnot. And one of these, and I've always found it interesting when some of these cats at the pros, you go, hey, man, that guy, I remember when he played at the JUCO that we went to.
Sock Chesavane. Remember Sock, the field goal kicker?
Yep.
That we would yell, Leanna, mm-hmm. on the opening mm-hmm. kickoff, the band would start chanting, block that kick. We would do that on the opening kickoff. Every time we got the ball, we would immediately yell, kick a field goal, because when Sock played, he played at Theodore High School.
Yeah.
I played against him in high school. He set the Alabama state record the week before we played him with a 52-yard field goal.
Wow.
So I knew he had a killer leg. And if you remember, he was the first one to make the tackles on kickoffs, too. And he would have been like 5'6".
Yeah, a little old boy.
Yeah, but he was cool. Do you have some hidden gems for me this week?
I always have hidden gems. So one of the hidden gems just opened their second location. CB's Jamaican Jerk.
Mm.
Now they've got this little location out in Ocean Springs, but what's going to probably soon, I think, be their main location, just opened Friday. It's on Lemieux, which is in Biloxi. In fact, if you've ever been on Highway 90, you know, of course, where the Hard Rock Casino is. That little road right down from where the big, you know, the big guitar is,
mm-hmm.
just down there, about a block and a half, is going to be CB's Jamaican Jerk. They share a building with Cafe Beignet. And let me tell you what, old school, correctly done Jamaican jerk chicken. You start smelling them cooking this, and I'm telling you, if your mouth don't water, there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just incredible food. The guys who own it, Clement, is from Jamaica originally. His son, Kadeem, who is just another great young man as well. They do it right. They do it old school. And you can get out of there, again, authentic. I ate there a couple weeks ago at the Ocean Springs location. You can get out of there for lunch, you know, relatively inexpensive. And it's good food. It's good comfort food. It's perfect every time.
Excellent. So, and you said that's Ocean Springs, which Mike and I are both in love with. And the new location is where again?
It's at 124 Lemieux Street in Biloxi.
All right. So if you're you're too far to get to Ocean Springs, but you can make it to the Biloxi, you're set, right?
There you go. Or vice versa, you know. You coming from the east or the west, don't matter. We have there's an opportunity for you. Another great little place, and I know you've been there, in downtown Ocean Springs, is Mosaic.
Yes, great place.
The guy who is the general manager is also the executive chef. He's a culinary grad from Mobile, actually. Guy named Tony, great guy. Love them, what they're doing, man. What they're doing with their pork belly, that alone makes it a must stop location. just again, good environment there. You know, if you're in, of course, into the alcohol scene, they have a wonderful selection of beer. They've even now have set up this whole thing where you can get your kind of your drinks to go, real good there, right on Government Street. Just a great little place, and they're cranking out serious business. They're probably the busiest restaurant on Government Street. And if you've ever been into Government Street in Ocean Springs, and you know how busy that place can be on the weekends,
yep,
that's the top spot.
Yep.
By far. Nothing else is even close.
Yeah, there's a...
They're moving over. Then if I move over a little more east,
mm-hmm.
near where I live in Gaucher, just down from our friends at Huck's Cove, who we talk about from time to time.
Gotta
love
yeah.
our friends at Huck's.
That's one of my... I haven't been there yet. You and Mike are going to have to take me. Mike loves Huck's Cove.
I ate there Friday. their burgers, the thing I love about them is they talk about, you know, that the burgers at Huck don't come from Puck. they're using an 81-19 blend.
Oh, nice.
Really good burger. Their Bada Bing burger is what I always get if I'm going to eat a burger there. Exceptional. And just really good. Even though they've got a very young kitchen staff, they've taught those kids correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just good food. The fries are good. I happen to know where they get their fries from, so I'm kind of biased a little bit on that.
They get them from you.
Exactly. They do that. And actually buy that ground beef for me, too. But that's not even the reason that, honestly, that I like giving them a shout-out, because they really do a good job there.
Right.
But just down from there, about an eighth of a mile on Highway 90, you talk about a gem, is Cornerstone Restaurant.
Yeah, I've seen you posting for them.
Unbelievable. Me and the wife ate there a couple weeks ago. Just done correctly. And again, I was being a Gulf Coast boy and having worked in the industry for longer than I want to admit, their oyster po' boy is the personification of perfection.
Nice.
It is the epitome of what an oyster po' boy should be.
That makes me
From
hungry.
The bread, it's not overcooked. It's fried just perfectly. Again, that's something, you know, the coating that they're using, the breading they're using, is something they do in-house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a pre-breaded product or any of that garbage. But again, good food, good people. And then the last little place is not the kind of place I would even normally talk about.
Okay.
But I'm going to make an exception.
Vegan?
The first time I was up here, first time I was on the show with y'all talking about some of the gems, I told y'all about Georgia's Corner Market up in Van Cleve.
Right.
And I love them. They still do things the right way. But just down from there is a little thing called the Burger Bar.
Just the Burger Bar.
The Burger Bar. Now, they do more than burgers, but the burgers are great. For a place like, you know, again, a burger joint like that you would think of, you don't necessarily think of, oh, okay, well, you know, it's just probably this frozen puck again.
Right.
Get a little research. They're not using frozen puck. They're using a fresh product. I don't remember the percentage.
Right.
But just a good burger. The ice cream's good. I mean, it's just, you know, their shakes are good. So the point being is they're doing things right. And again, it's you would never think, oh, here's a good place for a lunch. You can get in and out of there pretty good, pretty cheap. And it's good quality food.
Excellent. That's what we want to hear. Because, you know, Mike and I are on this campaign that Pensacola, Mobile, and Biloxi area should just be one community.
You know, I have a little different perspective on that. Okay? Let me tell you mine.
We're different neighborhoods of a large city. How about that?
All right. Well, I'll go you one better. Mm-hmm. Well, if you go from Bay St. Louis, get past Christiane, Long Beach, Gulfport, Biloxi, that in its own right could almost be its own little city.
That's true.
Because the difference is just as you cross town lines, it's so insignificant. I mean, from a food standpoint.
Yeah.
And even when you get over in Ocean Springs, you know, gosh, have I ever talked to y'all about quakes yet?
No, sounds like we're going to need to have you back on soon.
We're going to have to, because, man, there's enough little hidden gems, like just in Ocean Springs alone. I could probably do three shows on just Ocean Springs.
Well,
but anyway.
We'll plan that thing.
Good food down here, good people down here. And I think, you know, especially for folks, if you're from Mobile and the surrounding area,
mm-hmm.
Gosh, it's just like being at home.
Right.
It's just a few miles down the road.
That's our whole story. Carl, thank you for calling in, buddy. We'll check back in with you next month when there's football going on.
Absolutely, who dat.
Thank you, sir, and provolone.
Provolone.
All right, folks, when we come back, we got more to talk about. I think Garrick's finally up, so we're going to talk wine. Italian restaurant.
Le Bouchon Wine and Tapas Bar is Daphne's first world-class wine bar. Also serving craft beers, light tapas, and featuring a wine retail shop, Le Bouchon is located in 1903 Main Street in Daphne. Area code 251-340-2812. Open Monday through Saturday at 4 p.m.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right, I want to make sure that we thank all of our sponsors. We played a nice little spot earlier for Bob's Downtown Diner. Got another one for Le Bouchon. We may get to that, but I want to thank all of them and for Callahan's Irish Social Club. They make this show possible. And if you want to join in the ranks with them, feel free to drop by our Facebook page, facebook.com/sipandchew, or drop us an email at sipandchew@mail.com. That's just mail, no bloody G. So if you would like to be a sponsor, get in with them. Le Bouchon is such a cool place.
Yes.
It really is. It's so laid back and just, you know, it's...
Relaxing.
It's a great wine bar. It is a world-class wine bar, but it is not snooty at all. It is a lot of fun. All right. I have in front of me a piece of paper, Leanna.
Yes.
That is the initial plan for a menu at Greer's St. Louis Market.
Ooh.
In the hot grill.
Ooh.
See.
Yes.
Every grocery store has got a hot bar, right?
Right.
Okay. We have more than that. We have cooked to order food.
Yes.
All right. So here are some of the appetizers we're looking at. And we're going to test run these. Some may fall off. Some may get replaced. Or we may do this exact menu.
Okay.
We'll see. But on the appetizers, baked goat cheese. Goat cheese, olive tapenade, sun-dried tomatoes, and pita. So it's a dip.
Ooh.
Kaneka corn dog bites. Yes. Mm. With a mustard
sauce.
A must-up sauce, which I think is ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Sweet heat meatballs, mini beef meatballs in a sweet heat glaze.
Mm.
Frito misto, which is a Italian phrase for a bunch of fried stuff. This is going to be battered Gulf shrimp, fried red peppers, fried jalapenos, fried lemon slices, paper thin, red onion, and a spicy sauce.
Fried lemon slices?
Yeah, very thin. Papery thin lemon slices.
Interesting.
And a spicy sauce with that. Reuben fries. Fries, pastrami, grilled onion, sauerkraut, Swiss, and Thousand Island.
Yes.
And the L.A. Trio. Boudin egg rolls. Crawfish pies.
Mm.
Alligator jalapeno bites with a Cajun sauce. The hot sandwiches. There's going to be a grilled veggie sandwich. Cookie,
yummy.
Come see me. Grilled vegetables, sauteed power greens, goat cheese on French bread. BLT, thick sliced applewood bacon, leaf lettuce, tomato, dill mayo on toasted multigrain.
Mm.
Jalapeno grilled cheese. This is an adult grilled cheese, y'all. Three pepper, Colby Jack, cheddar, provolone on jalapeno cheese bread that we bake on site. See, all the bread we're using, we're doing it ourselves. We're baking this bread and then using it in our hot grill.
Ooh, I bet that'll smell good. I love the smell of fresh baked bread.
Right next to an espresso machine?
Ooh.
Yeah. We're also going to do the STL burger, St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
It's a half-pound chuck, smoked Gouda, thick sliced applewood bacon, leaf lettuce, garlic herb mayo on the Tolero roll, which is the hamburger roll we're baking.
Ooh.
And I got two more, and then we're going to go to Cookie real quick. The MYO burger, which is make your own, half-pound chuck, and your choice of cheese, cheddar, pepper jack, Swiss, toppings, mustard, mayo, ketchup, lettuce, tomato, red onion, wickles, and bacon. Wickles, pickles. And then the last sandwich is the chickie. It's battered chicken breast with Havarti, wickles, leaf lettuce, and ranch that we're going to make in-house. And Cookie is on the line. I don't want to keep her holding because the first thing I want to do with you, Cookie, is read these salads for you. Would you like to hear the salads we're going to have?
I don't know.
How about a cranberry quinoa power green salad?
A cranberry quinoa what?
Power greens salad, like kale and stuff like that. That's really good for you. It's called a power blend.
Kale is pretty damn hard to grow here, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's pretty easy to order and have delivered.
I mean, why don't you come up with something that's actually easy for us to grow on the Gulf Coast?
Because we're a grocery store, and we want to sell you all the things to make this with.
Well,
keep
in
mind, this isn't a restaurant.
I bought plenty of stuff from the grocery stores, but I also like to, you know, there's nothing like, look, I went on this tour with this lady, a local expert was talking about, how you grow these tomatoes right out. And I said, to her privately, I like the one that you can grow out the back door. And she said to me, very astutely, I like the one that I can get. And I said, you got a point there. I mean, that's, that makes sense.
Well, I actually posed that question to Bill on his show. I think what you're going to learn is there's not a whole
Bill
lot of
stuff.
Bill Finch. I think you're going to learn there's a whole lot of things that are the base of a salad, like lettuce and kale like that. None of it grows in the South. It's a winter crop. If you want to grow lettuce in the South.
But there are other things that do.
Yeah. Well,
things that taste like romaine lettuce that grow quite easily. In fact, I have to beat them back, literally, because they are, they're quite tasty, and it's not Malabar spinach. So maybe you can figure out that little mystery yourself. The mystery I have for you is ceviche. Ceviche type fish, and what kinds of peppers do you recommend growing to make it all work?
Oh, for the ceviche?
Besides habanero. Habanero is the only one that I've had the time for this summer. But all peppers grow extremely well here.
Right, they do. Really, for a ceviche, I don't want the heat to be overpowering, so I would do jalapeno for that. If I want a little more heat, serrano.
Well, but you got to grow the jalapeno first.
Right,
right?
We'll go grow it. But as far as the fish goes,
go do a reduction some way or another, whether it's chemical or heat,
right.
To make your own habanero sauce, right?
Right. And as far as the fish, any white fish, flounder would be good. But I would I would use something more like convict fish, sheep's head, because the flesh is a little firmer, hold up a little better.
I'm sorry, said that name again?
Sheep's head.
That's the one that looks like it has dentures.
Yeah, it looks like it has human teeth. The face is very funny, but it's become more and more popular thanks to people like Chris Sherrill, who says this is a great fish. Tastes just as good as red snapper. It's a lot easier to catch.
You're not saying, I'm sorry, I have a new phone. You're not saying sheephead, are you?
Yes, sheephead.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I gotcha.
The other name I used was convict fish because it has those black and white bars on the side. That's the other name that it's known by.
Okay, and the reason that is, you got to explain to the folks out there, the reason it's called the sheephead.
It looks like a sheep's head. The head looks like a sheep.
Yeah, well, because it's got the little teeth in the front, right?
Yeah. Big.
That's what, when I was a kid, I was going like, okay, yeah, what makes this one? And, they're always good.
Yes, they are.
Thanks for your call, Cookie.
We have such a bounty.
Yeah.
We
got to call. We got to go, Cookie. Why don't you call right back and ask Bill the same question you're asking me about the southern grown lettuces, okay?